Okay. He gets a tshuva, and the top is 200, the bottom is 384. Two, four, six, eight. 10 lines in the bottom. The Alter Rebbe was explaining the last thing we're learning about the concept of Echt of Oshuv, that a person, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, when it comes to tshuva, tshuva has to be done with simcha. Why does tshuva have to be done with simcha? Because a person understands that Hashem is going to forgive him for all the sins. And no matter how many times we sin, when we ask Hashem forgiveness, His patience is infinite, His forgiveness is unlimited, and therefore Hashem will forgive us no matter how many times we do it. He says, why isn't this echt of ashuv, that a person sins with the intent of doing tshuva? So he says over there, the person sins relying on doing tshuva. And because he relies on doing tshuva, so therefore tshuva is causing him to sin. If tshuva is causing the sin, Hashem doesn't allow you to do tshuva. But he says not that you can't do tshuva. Hashem doesn't help you do tshuva, but if you push through, nothing stands in the way of tshuva. But he says, Avol onu shemevakshim b'chol yeim. But we, when we daven, ask every time, three times a day, in fact. Slach lonu, that Hashem should forgive us. But before that, we say a different bracha. Onu magdim levakish. Before that, we ask, v'achzireinu b'tshuva shleim ufenecha. We say to Hashem, before I ask forgiveness from Hashem, what do we say? Hashem, allow me to do tshuva. Return me to do tshuva. Dahainu, which means, what are we asking? That we shouldn't return to get God angry anymore. What is the concept of Ashivenu Avinu L'Seira Secha? We're telling Hashem, we're asking Hashem in davening, allow me to do tshuva that I shouldn't get you angry anymore. After that, we say, okay, now please forgive me. So it's not that the person's relying on tshuva. The person is doing tshuva properly. The same thing on Yom Kippur. Mevakshim, we ask, Yirotim ufenach, may it be your will. Shlei echta eid, that I shouldn't sin anymore. In those cases, maspikim umaspikim. Not only like by says, echta vashu, we don't allow him to do tshuva. Here we allow him and we allow him, meaning Hashem even helps him to do tshuva. Not only can you do tshuva, Hashem makes it easy for you to do tshuva. Why? K'may merazal, like the Gemara says, habol l'tayer, if somebody even comes to purify themselves, and like we learned last time, it doesn't mean that you purify yourself. The Gemara says you're coming to purify yourself. That means you didn't even do it yet. You're just coming to do it. Messiah and Esei, we Hashem helps him. Habodaik, the Alter Rebbe says, as soon as you come, meaning miyat sheba, as soon as you come. Even if you didn't tshuva, do tshuva yet, if you're coming to do tshuva, Hashem will help you right away. So he says, this concept of asking Hashem a million times forgiveness has nothing with the concept of echt ava ashuv. Echt ava ashuv means a guy sins with the intent of doing tshuva. Then it's very difficult to do tshuva. Not impossible, it's difficult. Here, a person is asking to do tshuva, and they mean it. So Hashem forgives right away. As soon as you ask, there's no time frame. Tshuva doesn't take 10 minutes until you get an answer. It's not you're applying for a loan or whatever it is. It takes you 10 weeks to get an answer. The second a person comes, miyad sheba, he said, ve'iz l'zeis, forgiveness is immediate. And he says this has to cause a person to be happy. You could be the lowest person, the worst individual, in 1 second that you come and ask Hashem to do tshuva, to forgive you, and you want to do tshuva, and you mean it, instantaneously you're forgiven.
How do you ask? Is this a verbal thing, or is this a
mental? Verbal.
Yeah?
Yeah. So now he says, "Mashakosev v'chatosin dagdi samid." So he asks a question like this: David HaMelech says in Tillim, "My sins are always opposite me." So l'cheir, that could be depressing. Here, the Alter Rebbe is explaining why you need to have simcha when you do tshuva, because we know we're immediately forgiven. So how could David HaMelech say, "My sins are always opposite me"? If he's forgiven, then the sin shouldn't be there anymore. He says, Eina mechuvet. He says it. The pasuk does. The David Amalek doesn't mean liyestamid atziv nivzeh chaser shalom to be depressed from that. He's going to explain what does it mean. My sins are opposite me. It's a very positive thing, not a negative thing. It's not that a person should become depressed. The hoksiv basrei, because immediately after that pasuk in Tilim, David HaMelech says, Tashmiyeni sasim nesimcha, let me hear joy and happiness. V'ruach nedivis ismecheni, and with a generous spirit you will support me. So therefore, David HaMelech is not saying it for sure in a negative way. So he says, what does it mean that my sin is always negdi? Literally, negdi means opposite me. Now, the Rebbe explains, that's not what it means. It means like this. Mishum shetzarach liyas kol yomav b'tshuva ilo, which is b'simcha rabba, a person has to every day be, constantly be b'simcha, in a higher level of tshuva. So what does negdi mean? Negdi daika meaning ata tisyasiv mi neged. You should stand away from me, or mi neged sovev la'el meyed yachna, that they camped neged the base of the Mishkan. And Rashi explains merochet from the distance, meaning David HaMelech says my sins are distant from me. And now Rebbe is going to explain a phenomenal concept. What does it mean? A person cannot become depressed from their sins because they know they were forgiven and the sins are distant. What's the advantage of having the sins distant? So the Rebbe explains like this. Whenever something bad happens to you, you should understand why Hashem did it, and the purpose of getting it is to be forgiven for your sins. In other words, the Rebbe is going to explain that for the simcha aspect, a person will be able to serve Hashem with simcha, knowing that sins from the distance exist. Because then the person will realize when they get punished and they suffer, it's removing the sin. What? No, he says like this. If you're forgiven, how can the sins be there? It means like this. You ever get dirt on your garment? Yeah? You clean it off. Correct? Now, if you take a microscope, you'll still see it. And you'll clean it off. And then you take a stronger microscope, and you'll see it. Right? And you can take even a strongest, you'll still see it. Correct? What does that mean? A person has to constantly do tshuva, meaning returning to Hashem, not depression for sins, but constantly reaching a higher level. What was cleansed on the lower level, on the higher level, you're being looked at through a microscope. On that level, it's still there. Because you became a higher level. The famous Gemara that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdek b'tzadikim k'chut ha'sayda. Hashem is so meticulous with tzadikim, and so stringent with tzadikim, like the width of a hair. Okay? What we can get away with, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't get away with. Okay? What he did wasn't so bad compared to what we do. Big deal, he hit a rock. I mean, we do much worse things than that. That means the person realizing that I'm now on a higher level, what I got away with on a younger level, I can't get away with on an older level. But that's not causing a person to be upset. The person understands that now, because I'm on a higher level, that little speck is noticeable, and therefore when I'm getting punished, I will accept it with simcha. Right.
Are you talking about people, man, punishing each other?
Well, no, Hashem punishing.
So, but how do you know what God is doing?
Ask him.
Well, right.
Let's see it first. What?
Yeah,
does Hashem still want those things to happen, though, that person should ask Hashem to stop it? Yeah.
Let's see it inside. The Adraba, fifth line from the top. The Adraba, Le'inyan HaSimcha, as far as Simcha goes, Yel Zikor Nachet, remembering the sin from the distance, will help B'yeses Se'es much greater. Lekabel B'Simcha, to receive with Simcha, Kol HaMa'oris HaMasrakshis Avois, anything that's negative that comes to the person, Be'im in HaShemayim, whether Hashem does it directly, or Be'in HaYidei HaBriyas, whether people do it to you, like we'll soon explain, whether it's B'dibur or B'maisa, because a person understands that even if a person's doing it to me, it's really coming from Hashem. Like we learned already in the Geres HaKodesh. So the bottom line of it is, he says, David HaMelech says, as far as repentance goes, as far as forgiveness goes, you're 100% forgiven. From the distance, you have to remember that at one time you did do something wrong. So even though Hashem forgave you completely for that, correct. But on that level, you were completely forgiven. That means there's no grudge. Now that the person moves to a higher level,
so now suddenly there's a grudge.
No, it's a much more refined level, though.
Yes, I understand.
But therefore, anything that happens to the person is going to say, and he's going to explain more in the next pedic. So therefore, the person is going to say, Baruch Hashem, that Hashem is punished. If a person is punished, okay, whoever has kids knows, you punish me for no reason, right? Okay. When a kid knows they did something wrong and you punish them, they don't talk. Or when they know that they can't think that they tricked you, that they're, okay? Why? Because when you understand the reason, it's much more acceptable than if you don't understand the reason. If a person thinks they have no sins, and then they get punished for whatever reason it is, they say, hey, come on, what's going on over here? When they understand, though, that the sin existed, and that sin is in the distance, you know, that blemish is there in the distance, and then they get whacked from Hashem, okay, as the pasuk says, he quoted in the first parak, Hashem yechiach, the ones God loves, He admonishes. Okay, so then the person is able to accept any negativity that happens, that whether it's coming straight from Hashem or from other people, whether it's b'dibur or b'maisa. And he says in the v'zel eitzah teva, the Alter Rebbe says this is a good advice to save yourself from anger or any type of grudge. Meaning, why does a person get angry? Why does a person... Why does a person get angry? Because they say, I didn't deserve that such a thing should happen to me. Correct? That's the whole concept. If a person understands... If a person understands that what's happening to me is for a reason, and I deserve it, and Hashem is doing it to me because He loves me, and that's why He's disciplining me, like a parent disciplines a child, and they won't discipline anybody else's child, because they don't love anybody else's kid, as much as their own. So then, the person understands, and they'll accept it graciously, and with simcha. What?
What is the higher level teshuva mean?
Teshuva law means, it's not even for sins, you're just returning to a higher level of relationship with Hashem than you had before. In other words, to do more mitzvahs in Torah and reaching a higher level of relationship with whatever, yeah, the higher hay of Hashem's name.
So,
infinite.
So you never, I kind of feel like it's disheartening. I mean, yes, I understand where...
Yeah, in other words, let me repeat. I'm going to rephrase your question. It's very disheartening for a person to think, I always have to improve.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're saying.
No.
Well, let me finish the question. One second. And a person is told that until you die, and after, until a person passes away, they have to constantly improve. You know, that's very disheartening, because any level I'm going to reach, I'm never going to get there. You know, I'm not finished. That's what it is here. We're talking about tshuva ila. We're talking about reaching a higher level.
So why are you being punished for it?
You're punished for it because now that you are on a higher level, Hashem is challenging the person, or punishing the person, that when they come to the world to come, called Gan Eden, they have absolutely nothing in them, on them, that is going to happen.
But isn't this just between a human being and God? And what's the purpose of Yom Kippur? And you are giving people a lot of credit rather than Hashem. Hashem knows what he's doing. But how do you know?
Yeah, God knows what he's doing. We don't. That's
God,
usually the story.
What people are doing.
That's God's business, not my business.
It's God's business.
So therefore he says that, and the contrary, Chatasi Nadi Samid allows a person to understand and accept properly, like he's going to say, commandment is, let's finish the parak now. Commandment is, like the Gemara says, and I love him, people who get shamed. Veinim elvim, and they don't answer back, they don't shame back. Shamim cheposam, they hear their embarrassment and they don't answer. Eisim i'ava, they do out of love, the Gemara says. Usmechem b'yesurim, and they're joyous when they suffer. The Gemara says, those people, all their sins are forgiven. The Gemara says, "V'chol amavid al midasev, whoever passes over his midas, meaning they don't answer back, they accept and don't complain. Whatever Hashem does to them, they accept willingly and graciously and with simcha. Mavidin le'akol pshav, Hashem removes all their sins. That itself is simcha. What?
How many people say, kapara?
Yeah.
That's what they mean.
Yeah. Or like some people say, they live their hell in this world; they don't need it there.
Right.
Whatever Hashem does is good. We did that many times already. Okay? Whatever Hashem does is good. Even the things that look bad to us, like punishment and suffering, is really something good. Why is it good? Because it could forgive your sins. It could be doing a lot of things.
Still won't get though. When is it the point that you say to Hashem, please?
Don't hug me too much.
Well,
can I learn this lesson?
Someone left a white minivan and the block.
The Serious? Well, if somebody has cables, not a problem. Just.
So you're being punished, and it hurts. But you're still allowed to pray for it to stop.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. So should you even want to?
Pray to it to stop, or you still enjoy it?
Worse.
In Perek Chavav of Tanya. In Perek Chavav of Tanya. Now, the Rebbe explains, in Perek Chavav Chal, people ever get depressed in Perek Chavav of Tanya. 26 of Tanya, Perek Chavav. Now, the Rebbe discusses that suffering that comes from a higher level of good than normal good. Okay? It's such a high level of good that it cannot come down in a level of good. It got to come down in a level of bad. It's too good to come down in good. It has to come down in a level of bad. Okay, so that is all, you know, that the Rebbe talks about. Now, the question is, so based on that, we should daven to Hashem that we should suffer. If suffering comes from a higher level of good, then good does, so that we should daven to Hashem to give us the bad good. Because it's a higher level of good. I haven't seen ever anybody daven like that. The reason why we don't daven like that, because what we're davening is as follows. Hashem is so infinite. Hashem is not limited in bringing down the super good in a way of bad. Hashem could bring down the super good, b'teva nirva nigla, in the open good. Okay? So we daven to Hashem, say, God, you know, we understand each other. You're so good, but you know what? Do me a favor. Bring down the real good in a good way instead of a bad way. But what happens, though, when Hashem brings it down in a way that it looks bad? It looks bad. So he says, a person, the Gemara says, if you accept it with simcha, Hashem will forgive all your sins. Why? Again, like we said last week, the way we act, that's the way he acts. When we change our nature, meaning we accept bad laughing, simcha, then Hashem changes his nature and forgives us, even maybe if we shouldn't be forgiven. We should daven for Hashem to do the ultimate level of good in an open, revealed, good way. Right, right. That's what we daven, and that's what the Jew has to daven. But if it doesn't come down in an open, good way, so we have to understand, though, Hashem obviously didn't accept our prayers yet, and He wants to give us super good in a way that looks bad. So therefore, when a person accepts it, and keeping in mind that my sins exist from the distance, but not to get depressed from. So therefore, the person says, you know what? I understand why Hashem is doing it, and thank God, because He's going to explain that a little suffering, that's your base thought, that I'm going to explain, a little bit of suffering in this world removes a tremendous amount of suffering in the world to come. So if a person suffers, let's say, 5 minutes in this world, I mean, let's not get exactly in equations, but 5 minutes suffering in this world could remove, let's say, a year in the world to come. Right? So if you ask somebody, are you willing to suffer? You have two options. Suffer 5 minutes in this world or suffer a year up there. So a normal person is going to say, let me suffer now for 5 minutes. And the person is going to be happy that he was given that choice. They're going to be happy that they were given the choice of suffering. Ideally, we could tell God, let's make a deal, no suffering anytime. But if you got to go through it, the Medrash says, in Takan Lech Lecha, one second, Lech Lecha, on this week's Parsha, the Medrash says that when Hashem was talking to Avraham Avinu by Bris Bein Absarim, so Hashem was telling Avraham, listen, you got two choices for your kids. Golus or Gehenim, take your pick. So Avraham made a cheshbon, Golus is lesser of the evils. So he picked Golus. Now Avraham could have argued with God and said, we didn't go Golus again, and none of the above. I don't want any of the above. He was a smart guy. He knew it wasn't going to work. Okay? It's not negotiable. It's a question of A or B, take your pick. Like when kids, you tell them to do something, you give them an option, A or B, they say, no, C. C is not an option. It's A or B. So he says when a person gets, and the Rebbe says not only that, it's an A to take to get rid of anger. If a person understands whatever Hashem does is good, even though it looks bad, but it's really good, so what are you getting angry about?
People could have gotten much less, I guess, punishment or abuse.
They have to be careful about justifying and really satisfying the sin. In the Haftarah of Achon Shel Pesach, that talks about Mashiach, we mentioned, we brought on this pasuk many times. V'amarta b'yemahu. We're going to say like this. Eidcha Hashem, God, I'm thanking you, ki anaf to be that you're angry at me. It says in the Pasuk, when we read Achon Shel Pesach and Naftar about Mashiach, it says that on that day when Mashiach comes, what are we going to say? V'amarta b'yemahu, you're going to say to Hashem like this. Eidcha Hashem, I offer thanks to you, Hashem, that you are angry at me. That's an unbelievable pasuk, Yeshaya says. That means, it'll come a time we're going to appreciate why God disciplined us.
So we're allowed to be angry at our kids then, right?
You have no choice. When do kids appreciate the discipline? When they become parents. Not until they become parents, by the way. Sometimes you're lucky. Usually it's when they become parents. Because then they understand and appreciate the discipline.
This shows that not only positive as
well. What?
This shows also that you need negative discipline. You know, not just discipline, but negative
We said last week, Teiv Ma'ed is the Malach HaMavis. Teiv Ma'ed is the Yetzahara. Yeah. So there, the bottom line is, the Alter Rebbe finished Perek Yud Aleph by saying, a person has to have simcha, even when bad things happen, and even chatosing that you saw my sin is opposite me, nevertheless it's good, because this is forgiving for all the sins, because now we're on a higher level, and Hashem loves us, so He's giving us a few minutes, because He loves us, because we're much greater, in a few minutes of suffering, instead of who knows what. And the Alter Rebbe starts with Perek Yud Beis. V'tamas simcha b'yisuri aguf. The reason why a person should be half simcha when the body is suffering, it's a tremendous great favor. The nefesh echitas to the person who sins, the mirka be'elam azet, to cleanse it in this world, to save it from Gehenna. And especially, the Rebbe writes, nowadays we don't have the ability to fast. So instead of fasting, which we torture ourselves, Hashem helps us by torturing us. He says this removes, and he's going to give the analogy, it removes a tremendous amount of suffering in the world to come. And he said, especially in our generations, we don't have the ability to fast. Like he spoke before, you know, every time you get angry, 151 fasts, you know, this, 50, 70, we'd be fasting 100 lifetimes. Hatzrichas l'mirik ha-nefesh, which needs to cleanse the nefesh. La'atzila, to save it, mimirik b'gehenim. And he says like this, there's a phenomenal Ramban. The Ramban writes in his Akdama of Iyuv, in the introduction of Job, he writes like this, Afila yisuri Iyuv shel ayin shana, even the hell Eve suffered for 70 years in his lifetime, and nothing compared to 1 hour of suffering in Gehenna. That means 70 years of suffering of Eve is nothing compared to 1 hour of Gehenna. And he says, Ki esh echa b'shishim, because the hottest fire in this world is only a 60th of the fire of Gehenna. And yet, he's going to explain that a little punishment in this world removes complete punishment in the world to come.
There's a pasuk. It says what?
You're talking about Yafi Shachas B'Shem Ma'isimel B'Zem Mikoch El Mabo, or Yafi Shachas Shalker Yisroch B'El Mabo Mikoch El Mazeh. Both have nothing to do with what they're talking here. No. Over there is 1 second of Torah Mitzvah and the Tshuva. Meisim Tev is better than the whole Gan Eden, better than the whole Olam Haba. Here he's saying that this world is a world of Chesed. And therefore, it's brought down in Svarim that if a person needs, let's say, a quarter for the meter, yeah? And they put their hands into the pockets and they take out a dime. And they have to go a second time into the wallet to take out a quarter, that torture removes a lot of punishment of Gehenna. That doesn't mean sure he's going for the wrong coins. But I'm saying if it happens, that is considered suffering that removes a lot of punishment of Gehenna. So he says a person has to be happy by realizing that a few minutes of suffering in this world removes a lot of punishment in the world to come. So next time your kids make you crazy, say, Baruch Hashem, look at this. I'm losing all this Gehenna.
Also,
what?
Gehenna would ever be part of previous generations that would have to do with us, or it's all
good is accumulative, bad is not. In other words, when the neshama comes down again, it only comes down with the good. The evil was already cleansed. Only good is accumulative, not bad. Not evil. So there's no cheshbeinus, you know, of suffering for the last 30 times we were here.
I thought it was something to do with Yosef and brothers.
By those tzaddikim, because it was a spirit. You mean the Asar Arugi Malchus were killed. That's a whole... You're talking about different neshamas, different stories.